Welcome, Eastern Sierra. I'm Jesse Steele, and this is Eastern Sierra Now for Tuesday, June 9th. Today is National Donald Duck Day. And no, I cannot do a Donald Duck impression, so I'm not even going to try. But if you wake up frustrated, lose your temper, and spend the morning talking in a way nobody can understand, apparently you're not having a rough day or a stroke or something like that. It's just Tuesday, and you're celebrating. Coming up today, we have updated numbers from the June 2nd primary election. Free portable air cleaners available ahead of wildfire season through the county. Resurfacing work at Bishop's Tennis and Pickleball Courts. Free summer meals at Owens Valley School. Summer and fall registration at Saracoso. Progress on Big Pine's new playground. Bodie Ghost Walk dates. A major update on local school improvement projects. Mono County's latest hantavirus guidance. And your community calendar. Today's Eastern Sierra Now newscast is brought to you by Northern Inyo Healthcare District in Bishop. From 24-hour emergency care and hospital services to rural health, specialty care, diagnostic imaging, rehabilitation, and more, NIHD delivers comprehensive, patient-centered healthcare with a hometown touch. Northern Inyo Healthcare District, one team, one goal, your health. All right, let's get into it. Here's what's happening around the Eastern Sierra. First, let's start with some election updates. The new summary reports for the June 2nd primary election are out. Here are the numbers as of today. Looks like for Inyo Superior Court Judge position number one, Dana Crome has 60.72% of the vote, while her opponent Taylor Fitzmaurice has 39.28. For the second position, Stephen Place, 75.80%, Gerard Harvey, 24.20. For Inyo County Supervisor First District, Carl Holzer has 41.44% of the vote, while Trina Oral, the incumbent, has 58.56. For Inyo County Supervisor Third District, incumbent Scott Marslin has 42.54%, Ted Carlton, 18.99%, and Stephen Orihuela, 38.47. At the state level for State Senator Fourth District, it looks like Jason Brandon has 40.2%, Marie Alvarado Gill has 28.02%, and Alexandra Duarte, 31.78%. For governor, the frontrunners are Steve Hilton, 25.91%, Javier Becerra, 27.14%, and Tom Steyer, 21.5%. And at the federal level, in the race for U.S. Representative 5th District, Tom McClintock and Michael Masuda have advanced to the November general election. And for more on that, with updated to-the-minute coverage of the elections, please go to EasternSierraNow.com. With wildfire season upon us, residents are being reminded to take advantage of a portable air cleaner giveaway to protect themselves from smoke and dust. The free items are available through the new Eastern Sierra Air Information and Resiliency Partnership, which recently gave away 33 portable air cleaners at local Earth Day events. More cleaners are available at the Inyo County HHS Public Health and Prevention Family-Focused Life Night on June 11th, from 5 to 6:30 p.m. at the Consolidated Office Building, 1360 North Main Street in Bishop. Distributing a limited number of portable air cleaners is a primary activity of the ES Air Partnership, which is comprised of local tribes, the California Department of Public Health's Environmental Health Investigations Branch, the Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District, and local health departments from Alpine, Inyo, and Mono counties. The collaboration also includes health education on air pollution and climate change, and some tailored communication projects for local audiences as well. Information on air quality and ways to protect your health will be available at Life Night. For more information, contact Inyo County Public Health and Prevention at 760-873-7868. The City of Bishop Parks and Recreation Department would like to inform the community about the tennis and pickleball court closures beginning Monday, June 8th through Friday, June 26th for the court's resurfacing project. Please try to avoid the area. Public safety is their top priority. Owens Valley School is offering a summer breakfast and lunch program serving free summer breakfast and lunches available to all children through ages 18 at no charge. That's awesome. The program starts June 8th and runs through August 17th in the Owens Valley MPR behind the gym. No meal service on June 19th. Pickup dates are 9 to 10 a.m. for breakfast and 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. for lunch. Adults are welcome for $5 at breakfast and $8 at lunch, or $4 breakfast and $6 lunch for seniors aged 60 plus. Please call the office at 760-878-2405 at least one day in advance to pre-order. Saracoso Summer and Fall 2026 registration is open. There's still time to enroll in summer classes and get a head start on your educational goals. Registration is also open for fall. Don't wait. Plan your path to success at Saracoso. Sign up for college classes and become a Coyote today. Call 760-384-6219 or visit saracoso.edu for more information. So work is underway. After 2 years of planning, budgeting, and working with the students of Big Pine School, the new playground is on its way. Demolitions, removal of berms, and site prep will soon give way to new equipment and design. Project organizers were able to budget $250,000 and make it work so that the new equipment will be exactly what the students wanted. Inyo County 4th District Supervisor Jen Rozier said, "I'm so proud of the kids at Big Pine School who chose Mendenhall Park for the Better World Day project. They studied the history, did community surveys, raised funds for improvements, and came to the Board of Supervisors meeting twice." Supervisor Rozier thanks Inyo County Parks, Public Works, and Project Management Office for the work, planning, RFPs, design, and negotiations with vendors. And that is awesome. As a Big Pine resident, I'd like to say kudos to those kids. I grew up just across the field from that park, so that was my park and playground when I was a kid. Just letting you know, that was mine. And there was some pretty awesome equipment there when I was a kid, but it was those hard metal slides that just burned your butt cheeks right off when you went down them. And the big jungle gyms that no one should be climbing on, much less children with very small hands. It was good times. And then I'd like to point out that we all remember the haunted castles in Big Pine and how amazing those were. My Uncle Bob was one of the lead forces of that. And I recall as they were doing those and they started becoming really big and they were making a lot of money, they donated all the money to different projects. One was the giant flags at the beginning of Big Pine that used to be where the tree used to stand. The flags are still there. And another was the HVAC system in the community hall. But one of the big ones that mattered to everybody and was really incredible was the current playground. All of the equipment there was paid for by those haunted castles that went on for years. So anyway, those got some good use because I was in high school when those ended, and I am now at least 75 years old. So it's time for some new ones, and excellent job, kids. Very good job on your community stewardship there. The Inyo County Health and Human Services Department announces that the Bishop Senior Center will continue to be closed through June 12th, 2026, due to emergency maintenance and repairs related to a recent water leak. Additional remediation and construction will continue during this time. During this temporary closure, senior congregant meals and events at the center are canceled for the week of June 7th. Home delivery meals will continue without interruption and will be delivered according to the normal schedule. Seniors who normally attend congregant meals service in Bishop will be assessed for needs during the extended closure. Seniors who need a bus pass may obtain one at the Inyo County office building located at 1360 North Main Street between 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. Monday through Friday. The county is working as quickly as possible to complete repairs and reopen the center for regular services. They apologize for any inconvenience this unexpected closure has caused. For questions or assistance, please contact the Inyo County Health and Human Services Department at 760-873-5240.
In many emergency departments in America, overcrowding is kind of the epidemic of the age. In our emergency department, we have very low door-to-doctor time. The time between when you show up as a patient to be seen to when you're actually going to be seen in person by a doctor. And that care is going to be delivered 99% of the time in a private room. So that allows privacy to the patient. It allows care to be delivered in a humane and respectful way. Our emergency medicine care is world-class. We have a phenomenal team. I'm so proud of the care that we provide at Northern Inyo and the community that we're caring for.
We'll be right back. Join the Bodhi Foundation for an unforgettable experience on one of their upcoming ghost walks at Bodhi State Historic Park. Mark your calendars for June 27th. The stamp mill tour is fully booked, but tickets are still available for the cemetery tour and town tour. Additional ghost walk dates include July 11th, August 22nd, September 5th, and September 26th. Please note that Bodhi will remain open until 10 p.m. on ghost walk dates, regardless of tour participation. Secure your tickets now at bodhifoundation.org. 137 separate and distinct improvement projects have been completed at local schools in just the first year of Measure R, Measure S, and Measure T. From electrical to roof repairs, restroom partitions, painting, and more, these enhancements improved safety, classroom temperatures, and privacy for more than 2,000 kids. It was in November of 2024 that local voters approved the school improvement bond measures for Owens Valley Unified School District and Bishop Unified School District. All three bond measures passed with over 60% of eligible voters voting yes. In Bishop, before discussions began regarding a possible bond measure, a community-wide poll was organized on the community's priorities. Overwhelming support was shown for maintaining the original main building of the high school, Bishop High School, built in the early 1900s. The plan for Measure R was to spend approximately 70% on the renovation of that historic building, and that is exactly what will be done. Bishop Unified School District with Measure R presently has $1.84 million in active renovation repair projects underway, with an additional $2.39 million already completed. Some of the improvements, including heating, ventilation, and air conditioning, replacement and repairs in more than nine buildings and classrooms across the high school and middle school campuses, major electrical work in the Carl Lynn boardroom, water line repair, emergency irrigation and sewer line repair, roof replacement, bathroom rehabilitation, and concrete. Measure S at Bishop Elementary School is currently managing $500,000 in active projects, with over $681,000 of projects already completed. Improvements at Bishop Elementary fall into five major categories: HVAC and roof upgrades, utilities and infrastructure repairs, playground and landscaping improvements, safety and security enhancements, and interior upgrades such as flooring and restrooms. Owens Valley Unified School District's Measure T has the benefit of not just improving the safety and functionality of the schools for the students and teachers, but to improve facilities utilized by the entire community. With that in mind, many OVUSD projects focus on athletic fields, indoor gymnasium repairs and upgrades, and outdoor facility upgrades, including courts and playfields. OVUSD currently has $585,000 in projects being actively worked on and has completed $1.06 million in projects, which include not only the sports facilities, but new HVAC systems, restroom repair, paint, and electrical work. Looking ahead, summer projects, OV will focus on new carpeting and flooring, pool resurfacing, and a room remodel. That's right, they have a pool. I forgot about that. BUHS will be completing roof installations on three buildings and working on the West Gym Swamp Cooler. Home Street Middle School is replacing the floor and seating in their multi-purpose room, repaving the bus parking lot, and installing 15 new HVAC units around the campus. Bishop Elementary is getting new first grade playground equipment and fifth grade swings, along with a new roof on the transitional kindergarten building. All projects as part of Measure R, S, and T will continue for the next several years, with work continuing through 2030. I love to see this kind of thing happening. It's put money where it belongs, people. This is excellent. Mono County Health and Human Services has a hantavirus update on recent news versus local risk. Eastern Sierra hantavirus is not the same as the recent cruise ship outbreak. It does not spread from person to person. How it spreads? Hantavirus pulmonary syndrome is a serious illness carried by local deer mice. The virus spreads through droppings, urine, and saliva, becoming airborne when distributed. This is almost always an indoor issue. Outdoor risk is very low, and Mono County has been cause-free for over a year. And let's keep it that way. Prevent and clean safely. Seal cracks and holes in homes and outbuildings to keep rodents out. Keep your eyes open in and around your home and workspace for signs of mouse droppings and nests. If there are signs of mice, open doors and windows for at least 30 minutes before cleaning. Do not sweep or vacuum rodent droppings. Instead, spray with bleach or other disinfectant that kills viruses and wipe clean. Wear gloves and an N95 or better mask when cleaning rodent-infested areas. Mono Public Health offers free N95 masks. For more information, contact Mono County Public Health at 760-924-1830 or monocounty.ca.gov/HHS. The farm-to-table market returns on Thursday from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Bishop United Methodist Church, presented by Eastern Sierra Farm Fresh. The market is free and features food, local makers, live music, and more. Sierra Summer Nights launches at Mammoth Creek Park on Thursday. The all-ages event will feature local vendors, food trucks, live music from 6 to 8 p.m., and complimentary access to the Mammoth Rec Zone from 4:30 to 7 p.m. Friday Night Market will be held on Academy Street in Bishop on Friday from 5:30 to 9 p.m. The market will feature local artists, food trucks, and live music. Market parking is available behind Academy on Church Street. The Olancha Cartago Fire Station is hosting a Community Safety and Services Day on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Representatives from local agencies and community organizations will be on hand to share information and answer questions. Free food and drinks will be provided. Sierra Forever is hosting a book signing event with historian Robert B. Marks, author of Deep Time in the Mono Basin. Stop by the Mammoth Lakes Welcome Center on Saturday between noon and 4 to meet Dr. Marks, learn about the history of the Mono Basin, and get your book signed. Bishop Elks Lodge number 1603 is hosting a Flag Day celebration at Elks Park on Sunday at 12:30 p.m. They'll have a flag ceremony, barbecue hot dogs, games, and more. Volunteer Eastern Sierra's Not Your Grandma's Bingo returns on Tuesday, June 16th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Warming Hut in Mammoth. Registration starts at 5 p.m. Mono County Search and Rescue will receive all proceeds. Come to support their life-saving efforts and have a rollicking good time. Eastern Sierra Land Trust is hosting their annual pollinator mixer at their Bishop office on Wednesday, June 17th from 4 to 6 p.m. Celebrate National Pollinator Week and kick off the summer while enjoying beverages, appetizers, and mingling with friends. A spaghetti dinner fundraiser for 2-year-old Atlas, who is prepared for a bone marrow transplant to treat the rare immune disorder STAT3 gain-of-function disease, will be held Sunday, June 14th from 3 to 8 p.m. in the Upper Crust Pizza Banquet Room at 122 East Line Street in Bishop. Plates are $18. Two dinners are $35, and family bundles serving four are $60. Pre-order by calling or texting Bailey at 760-937-8343, with proceeds supporting the family's medical, travel, and lodging expenses. Your Eastern Sierra Now community calendar is brought to you by Copper Top Barbecue in Big Pine. Family-owned, family-run, and serving backyard barbecue on a big scale, from Santa Maria-style tri-tip to St. Louis-style spare ribs. Copper Top is the kind of place that deserves its own spot on your weekly schedule, preferably before you get too hungry to make responsible decisions. It's impossible to make responsible decisions there. Trust me, everything is amazing. Go to Copper Top Barbecue for more. Hey, if you don't want to order online, you're tired of robots. Well, let's not say tired of robots, because you can call and order online through an automated service and get everything done. You don't need to wait in line. You don't need to deal with anything. Kind of a robot, but in like the good way, like the Rosie the Robot from the Jetsons kind of way. You know, like the kind of robot you want there. The one that's going to order you ribs. Go check it out, or coppertopbarbecue.com. That's your Eastern Sierra Now news update for Tuesday, June 9th. Thanks for joining us and staying informed about the people, projects, and events shaping Inyo and Mono counties. And thank you again to Northern Inyo Hospital for sponsoring today's Eastern Sierra Now newscast. We'll keep you updated on KIBS KBOV every weekday at 7 a.m., noon, and 5 p.m. When the news happens between broadcasts, Eastern Sierra Now is still working. Visit easternsierranow.com. Open the mobile app, follow us across social media, and subscribe on YouTube. I'm Jesse Steele with Eastern Sierra Now. Have a great Tuesday. Stay smoke aware. Keep your courtside expectations flexible. And remember, when life gets confusing, just do what Donald Duck does. Get angry, wear no pants, and somehow remain employed. Shoot, I've been doing that for years.